Ran across a story this morning about, it has to do with the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center, which is in Washburn, North Dakota. And we have David Borlaug, who happens to be the director of that, who happens to be in town and in our KFGO studios. Hello, David.
Hello. Always good to be here.
So this book, a journal written by Patrick Gass, has come into your possession, or will. Let's do a 101 on this. Who was Patrick Gass, G-A-S-S?
He was a sergeant on the expedition. He was one of the members of the Corps of Discovery. He was also a carpenter by training. So one could say he oversaw the construction of Fort Mandan.
And sergeant would mean he was military. Were all of the Corps military?
Yeah, that's one of the things we like to tell at the Lewis and Clark Center. A lot of people think of it as a camping adventure, but it was a U.S. Army military expedition. Lewis and Clark, both captains in the U.S. Army, and there were sergeants, and all the rest were enlisted men.
And maybe that was the reason that of the entire group of 25, 26?
Yeah, 30 odd.
One died, and it was because of appendicitis?
That's what we think, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, it was a remarkable story. Now, Patrick Gass, what is the nature of the narrative? Was it written with any verbs, or is it all pretty basic description of today's travel?
You know, it was just his view of the expedition, sort of in a Cliff Notes version. It's not a thick book. It's a thin book. It was sort of rushed to print because Meriwether Lewis had issues. He was entrusted by Thomas Jefferson to get the journals done, and he never got it done, and then he ended up killing himself. So, end of story. Well, in 1807, Patrick Gass, maybe a good publicist, if you will, or a promoter, a publisher, came to him and said, let's get this done before, you know, those officers do. And it came out, and, you know, today we'd call it probably There and Back Again or something pithy like that. The full title of this book is A Journal of the Voyages and Travels of a Corps of Discovery under the command of Captain Lewis and Captain Clark from the mouth of the River Missouri through the interior parts of North America to the Pacific Ocean during the years 1804, 1805, and 1806.
Page 2.
There you have it.
This was published in 1807. This is a rare missive, and it has come into your possession because of the generosity of a fellow from New York.
Yeah.
How did he come upon this journal?
Well, that's what's really cool about this, and that's why it's become a national story, I think. His name is Art and Connie Thompson from Elmira, New York. Pop quiz, what's Elmira, New York famous for?
Mormons.
Wrong. It is where Mark Twain wrote all his great novels.
Okay, it was Palmyra, New York that was famous for. That was a trick question.
It was, actually, I got you. The great story is this. These folks discovered this book in his mother's attic in 1988. A friend fortunately told them, hey, that's worth something. So they hung on to it. And they've hung on to it all these years. And I suppose maybe because they're reaching a point in life, they wanted to make sure that it ended up in a good place. They traveled the entire Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail from St. Louis to Fort Clatsop and then back to New York. They went to Omaha, Nebraska, which is the home of the National Park Service National Headquarters, and offered it to them, thinking that's where it should be. And the superintendent of the trail, a good friend of mine, you know, wisely said, you know, I'll take it, but it really doesn't belong here. It belongs out there at some place that will do something cool with it. And they said, he suggested, go visit my friend David Borlaug up at Fort Mandan. So they did, but they visited everywhere else too. Great Falls, Fort Clatsop, you name it. And all along the breadth and depth from sea to shining sea, all along the Lewis and Clark Trail, they decided we were the place. We were the perfect steward of this precious book because they knew what we would do with it.
How did they notify you?
They showed up and, you know, did a site visit. I took them around. And what's really cool is they got to see our brand new Lewis and Clark galleries, which are world class. But then I took them into the back and they saw a brand new library under construction. So that, I think, just nailed it. Mm-hmm. Last Sunday evening, I got an email saying, well, David, we've thought long and hard about it. I've consulted with my sisters and you're the place.
My, oh my. And so I presume it's on the way. When do you expect it? And how will you display it? Have you decided?
Yes, we have. It's supposed to arrive tomorrow at 4:30 in the afternoon, we were informed by UPS. We're going to create a special standalone vitrine, glass-topped exhibit for it. It'll be just in time for our grand opening, which is September 21st and 22nd, free admission. Lots of fun stuff. We'll have the governor and a lot of other luminaries there. And folks can go to fortmandan.com and learn all about that. But not only can they come see this incredible, iconic piece of American history, but they can do it with free admission.
Will you read it?
You know, I've read the Cliff Notes version. Yeah, it's been reprinted many times, and I have read it. It's just going to be really cool to open up a book that was printed over 200 years ago and touch it.
I can't remember which account it was, but I remember, one of either Lewis or Clark was talking about his time in Yellowstone country, and he was amazed at how many buffalo there were, that he had seen so many thousands of buffalo, and he was in the forest. The buffalo herds were so large on the plains that they even found themselves deep into the forests of that old Yellowstone country back then.
That's what's happened with society, with civilization, if you will. When Lewis and Clark came through, they nearly starved to death in the mountains because the elk, the bear, everything were out on the prairie. It's mankind is who drove the animals into the mountains where they are today.
Yeah, mountain goats didn't used to live there.
No, they didn't.
As a matter of fact. But anyway, enough of that. Enough of this Cliff Clavin business. David Borlaug, congratulations. Washburn, North Dakota, the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center,
September 21st and 22nd. Got musical entertainment. We've got everything from bluegrass to the Bismarck Mandan Symphony to Chuck Suki that everybody loves. Great. He's our prairie troubadour, folk music. Yeah. Lots going on. Come to Washburn that weekend.
Where is it?
North of Bismarck.
Okay.
38 miles.
All right. David Borlaug, thank you very much for
joining
us.
Thank you.
What a pleasure.